I can't talk about it
because my parents This is called Not If I See You First. I want to feel the sun on my face when I'm standing next to you. And it's hard, so hard to see the light when my eyes are always on. Should I try to look away before you turn your head? Can I make it through another day hanging under all the things we never said? See you later, but not if I see you first. You said to me when I said I'll see you later, I meant not if I see you first. Not if I see you first. Not if I see you first. This is the title for this one was Suitcase. Come on, get up, roll out of bed, there's splashing water on your face. You can't be late, you'll miss the train. Lord only knows when the next one's coming around these trails. Suitcase, it's time to go with the things that were never yours to claim in the first place. You gotta let them go. Gotta let them go. Take that one-way ticket to the end of this life. Where it's gonna bring you ain't no business of mine. This empty suitcase, you're gonna fill it in time. Gonna fill it in time. Gonna fill it in time. Feel it in time. just a little time, it can be just fine. Oh, give it a little time.
Check a 1-2, check 1-2.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi. Jim Terrell, everybody.
Yeah! Yeah. I haven't done anything yet.
Play that. You're going to play?
Yeah. I drove 10 hours and gave Holly a sunburn.
So far, so good. I'm appreciative.
Right?
This is a song called Message in a Bottle that I wrote. Jim and I play.
Sting didn't write that.
You can't. We're actually related. I know. I probably should have thought of a better title for that, but I didn't. So that's what we did.
Meh.
Back.
to me. Told you the truth, would you be here right now if I opened the door to my heart needing more? Well, how about I say a message in a bottle that I can't pretend what I have is what I want? And how about I say to me, yeah. Will your love come back to me, yeah. Will your love come back to me, yeah, yeah. Will your love come back to me?
Okay. Well, she's won freaking twice already. I can't let her head get too big. Just like, you know, think about how I would act if I had won twice in a row. I would be ridiculous.
Dream on.
It was fantastic. Really great. I'm so happy you drove down, Holly. It was really, really good to see you and meet you and hear you, most of all.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Can you play again tomorrow?
We want to encourage our friend Bethany to come up with a song.
Maybe now
want to hear your voice.
Everyone to make sure they write a song for tomorrow.
That's true. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody in the room is invited to fight.
Everybody?
Woo! Rumble!
And
the
what
joke!
Is
the internet.
What is the song? Tell us more.
What is the song?
What is Song Fight?
The title is The Joke.
Who are you?
Has nothing to do with our next performer, who is definitely not a joke.
Professional musician.
But, I mean, Jim Tyrrell, how long have you been fighting?
Since February of 2004.
February of 2004. We have a lot of 2004.
That's
who's 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of class of 04 in here. 03
was the best.
Yeah. What about 2001? Never forget.
2001! Online, baby!
Oh, four.
Right?
Oh, four.
That's a good year.
10 years of song fighting. Do you know how many wins you've had?
I don't know.
More like 90% of the English language.
not counting prayer for pancakes?
Why don't we count?
No, we're not counting prayer. We don't count prayer for pancakes.
Everybody. It's in a different class.
Jim Tyrrell is. Jim Tyrrell is remarkable.
Did you win that one too? Did you?
Did you win that? Yeah, I won that one.
Yeah, I don't take that as a win.
I was on TV for that one.
That's true.
What?
You totally won.
I won most of all. So, fighting for 10 years, three or so wins, but you're remarkable for two...
I got my own trading card, I can look it up.
Two things, yeah. Those trading cards will be updated, like, as you go. Anyway, so, three wins, but you're remarkable for two things, in my opinion. Number one is that you quit your job to be a musician.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, you changed careers, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is remarkable.
Let's all do it. Yeah, everybody do that.
Everybody pledge.
Don't encourage me. And the second thing that you're remarkable for is, come on, show everybody.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is
that real?
That's not marker, everybody.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I don't have any tattoos. If I had a tattoo, it would likely be something.
That is awesome.
If I, it's really kind of old because I got it, sort of. Well, it wasn't really spontaneous because I had the thing printed out and I knew I was going to go and do it, but I got it in between two St. Patrick's Day shows.
So they gave you the courage.
It was. I was really sore after the second show. It actually
yeah.
So I'm thinking that tomorrow, depending on how writing a song for the fight goes, I may have time to go and have it updated.
Touched up in DC at a Song Fight Live. That's good.
It seems right.
We'll all go get matching ones.
Oh, please do. Come along.
And the URL.
So
you guys have a QR code. People can just see
it. That's never. The QR codes are never going to die. That's gonna. They're going to be forever. Everybody, Jim Tyrrell.
Thanks, guys. Seriously, Song Fight changed my life. It's totally tattoo worthy. This is a song about, really, you should stay in school. A big red zero at the top of the page. A little note says I should be acting my age. Someone tell me why I'm sitting here in a cage. When I could be out working, making minimum wage now. But they're not teaching anything that I'm gonna use. And I can get it quicker just by watching the news. Man, Einstein was a dropout, he went it alone. And I bet nobody laughed when he invented the phone. A big red zero in my checking account. Summertime, I don't need any money for rent, yeah. I'm driving to the Burger Mile to get a McJob, cause it takes a little money just to live like a slob. Hey, even Bill Gates had to start at the bottom, and then he made the internet, look where it got him. I'm a red zero. Come and get your order at the second window. I'm a big red zero. Salt, pepper, ketchup at the second window. I'm a red zero. Come and get your order at the second window. I'm a big red zero. I'm running out of money, so I'm selling the Jetta. Another couple months and maybe things will get better. But for now I'll wear a zero like a scarlet letter. Like the lady in the story by Nathaniel whatever. I'm a red zero. Come and get your order at the second window. I'm a big red zero. Window. Here's your order, here's your change, have a nice day.
Thanks.
Inspiring.
There was, yeah, I know, right? It's that's so close to being true. I didn't actually get the job. there was this instance in 2000. When was it? I don't even remember. But I had to play a St. Patrick's Day show, and I was totally unprepared. And I said to myself, whatever the next song fight title is, I'm gonna write something that I can pass off as a drinking song, just because I need material, and I'm not a traditionalist when it comes to that stuff, so that way nobody can tell me I'm playing it wrong, you know? And the song title was the very undrinking song title, Naked on the Meech, with an M.
How can you work song with that? Oh my God.
So, yeah, this was my first song fight win, as it turns out, and I feel like it was kind of a cop-out because I never even looked up what Meech means.
Yeah. Don't worry about your obsession with drinking songs.
You shouldn't worry. It's a phase. I'll grow out of it.
I have.
This is a song about a man with a speech impediment.
Sensitive.
This is a little tricky. I have a speech impediment some people cannot bear. I've tried my best to cure it, but it's way beyond repair. I have no explanation for this thing I cannot say, but I can tell you that it helped me out the other day. I was miking to the grocery store to get a rack of mirror. I'd always hoped that moves might make the problem disappear. And on the way I saw a thing that stopped me with a screech. A beautiful young woman lying naked on the beach. Now I had not been lucky with the fairer sex before, 'cause when I tried to mutter them up, they laughed and hit the floor. But here I'd seen an angel and I knew I had to try. So choosing my words carefully, I walked up and said, "Hi." I said, "You are so pretty, I've just got to know your name. And I could spend the day with you if it's all the same." But the thing that I said next was astronomically dumb. I said, "And maybe later I could get acquainted with your mom." Well, wonders never cease. She thought me sweet for that remark. She gathered up her clothing and we pedaled through the park. I finally found a lady who could tolerate my speech. Beautiful young woman lying naked on the beach. The beautiful young woman lying naked on the beach. I obsessively, before I sent that song in, did a fine search on the lyrics for the letter B. It's like, does this really work?
I was actually listening in case you hadn't.
Yeah, you got to check it too, because if you sing it wrong, it's totally like, you know. What else do I know?
You check your messages, you're fine.
Hello? Hi, Mom.
Can you hear me?
Did Nicole Kidman?
No, I'm in a show.
No.
She called me.
Yeah, right? Every creature, great and small, they say the Lord God made them all. But I would question what he calls okay. God hates penguins, that's for sure. What else could it be? Why else would they have to fly the frozen sea? God made penguins,
means life's absurd, but not if it was me. Why would I design a life of misery? He who made the mighty owl, made the flightless waterfowl, it makes me wonder if it's just a game. God hates penguins, I suppose, and only God knows why. It makes me wonder what he thinks of you and I. But with a better look, I find that for it all, they just don't mind. And is a life untested a life at all? Does God hate penguins? I don't know. Sometimes it seems that way. But we may find that he could change his mind someday. Through the sky we'll watch the penguins fly. tries to remember what it's like to be sane, and then tries to act that way. The people around her, they say that she's changed. She don't hear a word that they say. She fights it as long as she can, but soon it's more than she can stand. She closes her eyes and she gives in to sleep. She dreams of the sea, alone on the ocean, and here comes the wave, 100 feet high. There is no escape, but still she's determined to try. She swims for the shore, there's no way to make it. You can't fight the sea, you just hope to survive. And just as before, the undertow pulls her away. She's got the energy to get through again, to try to break free. She lays down to spend another night fighting the sea.
It's however you're feeling about it. It's blues and E for sure. And it's got breaks in it and stuff, but the guy that I played it with in 2005 didn't know where the breaks were either. It came out great. I wrote this for the live fight in 2005, and there was a song fighter at the time called Yakuza Jack who didn't fight that much, but he showed up with some harmonicas. So I was like, dude, let's do this. It was super fun. And I lost to C-Hack in the live fight, and he wrote a song about Guantanamo Bay, but I know that his wasn't a true story, because if it was, we wouldn't have ever heard it. Could have been true.
The last thing I remember, I was sitting with the boys. We were making plans to go downtown and make some noise. As near as I can figure, it must have gone to hell. As I woke up in the morning in this dark and dirty cell, and now I'm waiting for my lawyer. This can't be where I belong. Yeah, well, I know my rights, but I don't remember what I did wrong. Going through my pockets, looking for a clue, some kind of explanation for the things that I've been through. But all I found's a quarter, and there's no one I can call. It's the only thing that give me, and it doesn't help at all. Cause if I know those no good friends of mine, they didn't stick around for long. Yeah, I said I know my rights, but I can't remember what I did wrong.
Well, take it around one time, son.
Well, I've been in here since Monday. That was 7 days ago. I'm still waiting for my attorney. Is he ever gonna show? Well, what if I get stuck here for the rest of my life? Another couple months, well, I might have to call my wife. And maybe I just stay here. Lord knows a man ain't that strong. I said I know my rights, but I don't remember what I did wrong. Well, now I know my rights, but I can't remember what I did wrong. I said I know my rights, but I'll be damned if I can remember a goddamn thing about what I did wrong.
This is a song about really enjoying being on the road and playing shows and really looking forward to being home. Yeah, this is where I get all sad and hungry. This is called French Toast. I play a lot of bars and restaurants like this one. Sometimes they feed me, and sometimes I gotta pay. Either way, it's a meal, and it's a bad idea to miss one. Cause who knows what else I'm gonna find along the way. And it's a long, long road that I follow, but if I drive like hell, I can get myself back home tomorrow. And in the morning I'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the road will seem a million miles away. I always tell myself that this time will be different. I'm gonna book my shows with a little time to spare. And that way I can eat my meals at a sit-down diner and not just stop at a gas station here and there. But if I hit that road as soon as I'm able, I'll be back with my family round the breakfast table.
And in the morning we'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the road will seem a million miles away. About the way I make my living, but you'd be crazy to think I'm living like a star. My job's basically just moving my equipment, with a break in the middle where I get to play guitar. So after this song, my time to work is arriving. I got a little gear to load and I got a shitload of driving. In the morning I'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the road will seem a million miles away. I'm gonna drive all night if I have to. I love it on the road, but now it's home that I'm after. And in the morning I'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the world will seem a million miles away. And the world will seem a million miles away.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Day one of two. On the PowerPoint it says day one of two. Tomorrow we start rehearsals for anybody who's playing along with somebody else.
Yeah. Let's just start tomorrow now.
Around about noon.
Come on, baby. Drag Queen Brunch, 12:30.
A bunch of us are going to go to the Drag Queen Brunch at Nelly's across the street.
Do we have to wait
at
12:30? Is that Saturday or Sunday?
That's tomorrow. Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, y'all go to that.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little...
Do I wear drag?
It's more like limited time.
Jones it.
Yeah, can I time. Borrow...
We're going to take a little break from rehearsing and come...
I'm going to borrow a frock.
And then the show starts tomorrow at 6:30. The schedule is over there. Future Boy is going to kick us off. He's just sitting there looking all nonchalant like he's not going to rock it.
Right.
I know, right? And then there's some other people play.
Yeah.
And at 9 o'clock, everybody in the room plays their The Joke song.
Where is this cranky big face person anyway?
He hasn't checked in a while.
He is not answering his telephone.
Is he in America?
I think he's in America. He was supposedly like meeting up with his pal to rehearse, and Ben, who lives nearby. Yeah. So anyway, other people will play, and then 9 o'clock, Jim Turrell will lose the live fight for the ninth time in a row. Thank you, everybody.
JBB is gonna play
the joke. Yeah, the joke is me.
Yes.
I'm gonna drink breezy milkshakes.
Now is the time when we all figure out where we're going for the after party.
Satellite bar.
You can go to the satellite bar, which is attached to the 9:30.
Oh, not my after party.
Hey.
John's gonna hole up in his hotel bathroom.
Yeah.
And do clean up, please, because. Be good to our nice landlord for 2 days. We'll be back tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Let's hear it for models. Let's see the bid Alex a safe drive home.
Safe drive home, Alex.
How are you driving home now?
Oh, yeah.
Cheers,
buddy.
Oh, man. Wait, so you're still drive.
And we'll turn all our shit off and,
yeah,
and go
getting our bride.
Have fun. Right. Maybe more fun.
Have fun.
Go have more fun.